This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Bring up anything you want. Just dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and with you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, by the way, before we jump into the first story of the night, I want to welcome our brand-newest radio affiliate, WNNG FM 99.9 in Unadilla. Or Unadilla? Dia? I'm sure it's Unadilla if it's Georgia. Welcome to, I didn't check on it and I apologize. If you're in Unadilla and you're offended, then I apologize for that too.
They're probably just amused.
But welcome. Welcome back, actually. WNNG used to be an affiliate of Free Talk Lives in the past, and, you know, things happen in the radio business. Programming gets shuffled around. Sometimes you lose a station, and then they come back.
It's happened a lot with Free Talk Live.
I don't know if it's happened a lot.
There's
a lot of stations we've lost we haven't gotten back. But the good news is Free Talk Live gets on more over time than we lose, so that's why we're at now 150 radio stations, radio affiliates, coast to coast.
And are we at 150?
We are.
I love that.
The big number.
It's exciting.
It's exciting. I'm excited to be here, and it's all thanks to listeners like you.
Every station along the way is one station closer to 150, but when Unadilla comes on, then they're the 150th.
They are. And so welcome aboard, and if you're new to the show, well, you already probably know, if you've listened once before, that Free Talk Live is a little different from the other talk radio shows out there. First of all, we have two hosts. Now, that's not completely unusual. There are some talk shows like that. But the two-host thing on Free Talk Live, and or three, sometimes, during the week we have a third person in here as well, because we do this show 7 nights a week. And so having multiple hosts, I think, is important because it keeps people's ego in check, which can be a problem in talk radio, where the talk radio host has no one to check their ego, and so they just go off into la-la land.
I think that's important.
Of believing that, they are the most important thing in the world.
It's an echo chamber. And many times talk hosts, they're not taking the calls. They don't have somebody in the studio, and they're not taking the calls. So, when they do take calls, they take the calls that agree with them or that are on topic or whatever. Whereas on Free Talk Live, we take calls if you disagree with us, you're likely to get on faster than if you agree with us.
There's a good chance of that. So we're here to take your calls about anything, which is another difference between our show and the rest, is that we're open phones all the time. I mean, every hour of the show. Every night of the week, we'll take your calls about anything. 855-450-FREE. Go ahead and give it a try if you don't believe it. You will find out it is true. 855-450-3733. And the other thing is, when you call Free Talk Live, there's not some ridiculous screening process. You don't have to tell your whole life story. You don't have to give us personal information. If you want to tell it, if you want to use a fake name, if you want to use a fake location, that's up to you. And we'd prefer to know one word what you want to talk about. You don't have to get into detail. Let's get into the detail on the air with us. 855-450-FREE and Skype in at username lrn.fm. Story from the Pacific Standard, psmag.com. A couple months ago, the sex education notice that came home in my 9-year-old son's backpack. I didn't realize in our district, sex ed starts in the 4th grade. Another sign of the state having more access to my baby than sometimes I wish. When I handed the note to my mate at the dinner table, our son said, with something of a proud smile, "I told Ms. Reverbree we've already talked about it at home," unquote. The mate and I looked at each other and obviously had the same thought. 2 weeks before, the class had been learning about electricity. The teacher had gotten stuck on some questions about batteries, so she'd turned to our son, who was able to explain to the class exactly how batteries charge, recharge, and discharge. He's learned a lot about electricity at home, and quite a lot about sex. You know, my mate said to our son, this is one of those times when you have to not help the teacher, even if you know how something works. I busted out laughing at the admonition. Your dad is right, I said, composing myself. It's entirely possible that you know more about sex than they do, but there's some stuff some parents might not want their kids to know, so you have to keep a lid on it. I know, he answered. But really, this was the kid who in preschool answered a teacher's good morning, how are you today, with a, I'm fine, but my mother is menstruating, so her uterine lining is sloughing.
Oh boy.
I just shrugged and explained to her that he'd seen blood on the toilet paper, and he wanted to know if I was okay. So I'd explained that it was normal, and he wanted to hear about the mechanics, like he always does about everything. Now, Mark, you've got a 6-year-old son now?
That's right.
Now? Can you relate to this? I mean, the wanting to know about everything?
You know, yeah, he wants to know. Yes, he has lots and lots of questions.
And, you know, young people ask questions like this. Children, in this case, ask questions like this. And a lot of parents don't want to be forthright with the answers. If it's the wrong question or a question that that makes them feel uncomfortable.
Well, I don't know that kids necessarily always want to know as much as this young man wants to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they might ask questions, but a lot of times I really kind of think that, you know, that they want half the answer that I give. Like, I have a tendency to over-answer questions, and I get the impression that that my son Jack would just prefer if I gave him a short answer.
She laughed. As he went off to play, she reminded me of the time that the class had somehow gotten onto the discussion of baby cows, and one child had posed a question of how the cow gets out of the mommy's tummy. Then teachers glanced nervously at each other until one of them sputtered, "Through the birth canal." My son's hand shot up. "Is that the same as the vagina?"
Oh, God.
Apparently, he also pointed out
how helpful.
The baby must be in a uterus, not a tummy, because if the baby was in the stomach, it would get digested, and that wouldn't be good.
He does know, yeah.
This was also the only kid in preschool who said, most boys have penises and scrotums, and most girls have clitorises and vaginas. I presume it's because my son knows so much about sex that sometimes his friends have tried to ask me questions. I never know what to do in such a situation. Ordinarily, I'll answer all children's questions in an honest manner and make sure I evince no shame about the question or the answer, whether it's about war, disability, disease, sex, arguments between neighbors, whatever. But in this cultural climate of negativity around sex, can I really answer another person's child's question about sex? One day, 9-year-old Elaine started asking me about birth control out of the blue. I said to her, "Listen, I need to call your parents and ask them if it's okay for me to talk to you about this, okay?" She said that'd be fine, so I did. I didn't expect her mother's response. "Oh God, yes, please answer any questions she has, and tell her it's okay to go to you any time with those questions," said her mom. I told her that that'd be fine, but that I'd also ask Elaine if it were okay for me to just let her mother know what we talked about. My mate has always been a little more reserved with adult information. This is a general difference between us, one that's pretty apparent to everyone. A friend once asked our son what it's like to be raised by Auntie Mam and Kermit the Frog. But I have to be forthcoming with the goods, especially when it comes to sex. My work on children born with atypical sex has put me in the position of advising other parents that it's critical to be calm and honest in response to children's questions about sex. I kind of have to practice what I preach. It's a problem, though, that I become so comfortable talking with children about sex because most adults aren't. And we've got a pedophile panicked culture that just seems to be adding to the great silence. One time, my son was out to lunch with a friend and me, and the friend and I were talking about my work on intersex. My son stopped me to ask me to remind him what intersex is. I explained we were talking about people who have a different kind of sex anatomy than the average boy or the average girl. I explained that, for example, some of them have a short penis or big clitoris. "Oh, right," he answered. I reminded him of the names of a few friends of ours who are intersex, so he'd remember we're talking about real people. Suddenly, I became aware that the tables all around us had gone silent.
I'll bet they had.
Then there was the time in third grade when my son wanted to bring our pet rat Treacle in for show and tell. After my son and I
had
explained...
Please tell me they have an intersex rat.
Treacle's care and question feeding his habits and his relations with us, one little boy had a question. What's under Treacle's tail? And we'll find out here in a moment. What's under Treacle's tail? And this brings up a larger question, a larger discussion about talking with kids about sex. What's the appropriate thing to do? Is, you know, should the answer be, oh, well, the stork flies in and brings the baby? Or should you get a little more detailed and be honest? And there's a bigger question coming up here in moments. 855 450 free. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store nearest you. Special financing is available. But hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We're launching here into more of the program where you can take control of the airwaves. You don't have to necessarily talk about what we bring to the table here tonight, and that we've got other stuff to talk about as well, including including just a horrifying story about a police raid and a baby in a crib. And there's all kinds of things that could happen with a police raid and a baby in a crib. Most of them aren't good. We'll give you more details if we get a chance. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now we're talking about the uncomfortable topic for a lot of people of children, your children, and talking to them about sex. Because it seems like a lot of people leave that up to somebody else. I mean, I don't know if you recall much of the conversations you might have had with your parents, but mine weren't particularly descriptive or useful on the topic.
I got a book.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was that called?
I don't know.
Is it a picture book?
Yeah, but it talked more about, I wasn't that interested in, you know, like fertilization and that sort of thing. You know, it didn't really show pictures of the actual act, right?
Was it like when mommy loves daddy really, really much?
No, it was more scientific than that.
Okay. So we're talking about that. You're welcome to share your experiences as a parent or a child. 855-450-FREE. You know, how was it that how your parents approached this subject? How did it affect you later on in life? There's a lot of different aspects to this, and we can continue. You know, something I was doing the other night, Mark, was trying out My Magic Mud, and I couldn't help but think, gosh, you know, this would be a lot of fun. And first of all, it was a lot of fun for me to do it, just, you know, just have somebody else there, and we both tried it at the same time, and it was neat. I think having a child try My Magic Mud would be really entertaining, simply because there's just... It's just so much fun, and it's messy, but in a fun way. You know it's going to be messy, and it also, like, gets your teeth really clean.
Yeah, it's a teeth whitener, and at the same time sort of detoxifies your mouth. It's activated charcoal and bentonite clay, and it bonds to the bacteria and the bad stuff in there and just kind of grabs them, and out they go.
Yeah, so imagine where normally if you're brushing your teeth, you would have foamy white from, you know, your toothbrush or toothpaste. This would be all black.
Yeah.
It's like total black
sort of
coming out of your
black.
Mouth. So the look is pretty entertaining and a lot of fun.
And I think little boys really, you know, maybe little girls too, I don't know.
Yeah.
But children are going to be excited about the idea of, you know, hey, this is completely different than the toothpaste I've used in the past. Now, it's a powder instead of a toothpaste, but tooth powders have a long history as far as oral hair care goes.
Some extra care needs to be used when you're using the product because it's a powder rather than
messy.
A paste.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's a lot of fun to do it, and it actually works. The first application really did remove stains from a tooth.
Yeah.
From teeth.
I mean, look.
No joke.
Yeah, you've got to try this to believe. And it doesn't do that sort of freakish white thing. In two minutes.
No chemical white.
In 2 minutes, you'll notice whiter teeth within 3 or 4 applications, likely, your teeth will be as white as your teeth are supposed to be.
You know, I've tried the strips in the past, and I've tried the whitening paste.
Locking around over like 20
nonsense.
20 minutes for just hanging around.
I'm sorry. I've never noticed anything from them.
Mm.
Never noticed.
I
noticed this after one application.
One application. It was created by Jessica Armand. She's a liberty-loving homeschool mother of three. And she's going to be at Pork Fest, where we're going this year.
Yes.
And there's actually going to be an opportunity to try it out and see the benefits.
Smart.
But if you want to get this, if you're not going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, just go to mymagicmud.com and get it. It's $25, shipping included.
At all?
Yeah,
wow.
90 applications. It's absolutely worth it. Once you try this, you'll be like, oh, yeah, this is worth it. So it's great. Mymagicmud.com.
All right, let's continue here. We're talking about the curious children in your life, if you're a parent, and how to handle one of the most difficult, for a lot of parents, sex. Difficult topics, that is, sex. You know, being honest about sex, more specifically honest about one aspect. And she hasn't really gotten to that in the story from psmag.com, where the author is sort of citing some different instances about how her child's different. She's got a young male. He's, I don't know, like 6 or 9 or something like that.
And very curious about how things work.
Yeah, and knowledgeable as well. Like, when he's explained how things work, he retains that information and then brings it up in class, which can bring up some awkward situations.
You remember the things you're interested in, and you don't remember the things you're not interested in.
Yep. Well, your son Jack is very interested in the solar system, for instance, or was. Now, you said he's moved on to some other topic.
Yeah,
you know,
young kids move on. He's in, Legos. He's building the Legos of all the buildings that he's seen.
But had he become interested in the reproductive systems rather than the solar system, would that have presented a difficult home sort of situation between you and your wife and trying to determine, you know, how much do we want to teach him about this? Would that have been a little more awkward deciding how to go forward with
that? You know, with that topic, I believe that if a kid's old enough to ask a question, they're old enough to get an answer to a mm-hmm. question. And it doesn't matter to what that question's about. I tend to over-explain things, so I believe he has a... He's certainly been explained some level of this, but like I said, he doesn't have any interest in it.
So psmag.com continues here where his mom is giving some examples of some awkward situations that she's encountered with her son involving like a class. So they were doing show and tell. They brought their rat, the pet rat for the family, Treacle. They brought him in for show and tell. And one of the children in the class asks, "What's under Treacle's tail?" I asked, "You mean those lumps? Those are Treacle's testicles," I answered, not even thinking twice. Pandemonium broke out. My son and I were baffled. "What did you say that was funny?" he asked me. "I don't know," I answered, genuinely confused, as the teacher tried to restore order. The boy who'd asked the question piped up, "But I don't know what testicles are." Another boy answered, "It's where it really hurts, where they punch you," making a serious punching gesture. "Great," I thought to myself. "Welcome to your genitals. It's where you get punched." I asked the teacher later what she would have said in response to the question. "I don't know," she said, embarrassed. "I think I would have ignored it and moved on."
Well, when you're in a teaching position, you are really in the crossfire on this one. The fact is that you've got parents of all different types of kids having all different, ways that they think that their kids should be talked to. This is the problem with public school is...
The lowest common denominator will ruin it for everybody.
Well, you know, whatever the lowest common denominator is that, you know, some parents are going to say you should have said this, and nobody can answer the way a parent wants them to answer this question. It just can't be done.
It won't satisfy everyone.
Won't satisfy anyone.
But, I mean, it's a scientific question. It's not even about sex. That's just a body part question. Still, though, there are people who get uncomfortable, and obviously the teacher is one of them. The mom says, "I was stunned. This was a teacher I loved. This was a woman who, when one of her friends was dying of cancer, had been honest with our children about why she was so sad. She had told the kids each day how her friend was doing, how much she hated cancer, and when her friend died, all the kids understood she had to go to a funeral. She had taught our children a shameless view of cancer and of death, but she couldn't answer a question about testicles? She explained to me that she'd have to send a note home. In it, she mentioned what happened and said that Alice, in her usual forthright and honest manner," Alice is the mom,
yep,
"answered the question. And yet the note had a real tone of shame to it. The note that came home about sex ed seemed to have a tone of shame to it, too. Quote, according to state law, you have the right to review the materials and curriculum content to be used in HIV/AIDS and other serious communicable disease prevention education as well as sex education. We'll continue. Your thoughts, certainly welcome here. You can share them at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can share your thoughts here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Can you go too far in sex education for children? The mom here at psmag.com is talking about all these instances where her child, and he's fairly young, 9, 6, somewhere in that range, that her child has quite a bit of knowledge about sex and what its purpose is and, you know, the mechanics to some extent. I mean, that he's been asking questions and they've been giving him honest answers when they've been raising him. And obviously, he's going to take that information into the school. He's going to take that information to his friends. He's going to spread information like that, and that could lead to uncomfortable circumstances with other parents, with teachers, for instance. So is it too far to get into detail with kids about sex, about how it all works? Should it just be about storks and babies being delivered in the middle of the night? Should it just be very, very general, the amount of information given about sex? Or should it be more specific and scientific and clinical?
Well, some geniuses have thought it was a good idea to show kids in their single digits porn to show to teach them about sex. And those geniuses have gotten lewd and lascivious charges and the sorts of things that go on there. So I would say that there's a legal guideline.
So let's continue here, because there's a little bit more to this story from PSMag.com. But first,
BuzzBox Coffee. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get a free pound of Delicious coffee. It is shade grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica coffee. So this is the best of the best coffee. And coffee is grown in many different places around the world, sort of third world countries. Oftentimes they don't have the same rules as far as pesticides go, as far as unleaded gas goes. So there may be lead in the soil. I don't know how coffee plants particularly react to lead, but I do know that coffee is one of the most absorbent crops on the planet, I think right behind tobacco. So that makes that organic certification that much more important. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get a free pound. You'll be signing up for a subscription. You can cancel that subscription at any time. But if you don't cancel the subscription, not just because you love the coffee, but because you're helping people around the world, because every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we are able to offer another microloan that changes the lives of another family around the world, whether we're getting them a bicycle or a plow or a sewing machine or whatever it is that they need to make money, to make a better life for themselves. We're able to do that for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. And it takes that coffee decision right out of your hair. You don't have to think about coffee anymore because it's getting delivered to your door. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue here. Your thoughts welcome into 855-450-FREE. Plus, you can bring up whatever you want. Just want to share the remaining thoughts of the mom in this case who is describing different situations involving her child in what appears to be government school and the other students there, and his level of knowledge about sex, for instance, versus theirs, and the uncomfortable situations that this is generating. So he received the note home prior to sex education, which apparently is happening in fourth grade for her son. So I guess that gives you some idea of how old he is, nine, perhaps. She says, I found myself hoping, or she says, the maid and I agree the reference to HIV/AIDS must be code to tell us they'd be talking about homosexuality. What a way to code for our gay friends. I found myself hoping the gym teacher wasn't going to teach in code. Children spent so much of their energy learning not just the native language of their parents, but their coded language, too. I remember when the movie Juno was out, and a sudden rash of curiosity broke out among my son's class about what accidentally pregnant meant. I realized why my son was confused. He was thinking accidentally getting pregnant was like accidentally burning yourself because you didn't realize the stove was on. Sweetie, I explained, most of the time that people have sex, they're not having it to have a baby. They're having it because it feels good. So you can get accidentally pregnant if you're having sex for pleasure and you don't use effective birth control. He looked shocked. Apparently, I'd forgotten to mention that sex was not just for making babies.
Well, she's got a little engineer on her hands, and I'm not surprised that this stuns him.
Think about evolution, I added, because he's also been raised a child of Darwin. If the only motivation for sex was having a baby, we wouldn't have very much sex, and our genes wouldn't be passed on very much. But if sex feels good to people or to other animals, then they'll have a lot of sex and the genes will get passed down, he said, finishing the puzzle. I nodded, and he went on. Do you and Dad ever do it for that reason? Most of the time we've done it, or do it, it's for pleasure, honey. He looked into a combination of fascinated and chagrined. You know, you were no accident. Before that, I went off birth control to get pregnant, and we were so happy when you came into our lives. I smiled because he could see me tearing up at how much I love him. He hemmed and hawed next, and I got the sense that he wanted to know what I meant when I said it feels good. I asked him if he had that question, and he said yes. So I said it was kind of like having someone scratch your back in a place that itched, and having them scratch it just right. I said that after puberty, he'd know what the special itch felt like. He nodded. So the morning of sex ed, I found myself wondering whether they were going to mention pleasure, or would it all be about disease and pregnancy, all gloom and doom? As it turned out, I'm not even sure they mentioned sex at all. Over bagels the next Saturday morning, following sex ed day, I started my inquiry by asking our son what he'd learned about HIV. It's an inherited disease, he told me. You get it from your mother. The mate and I sighed. We explained to him that most people get HIV from sex or from dirty needles.
Good Lord, why do we send our kids to these places?
It's amazing. And we explained about condoms and about drug addiction and about what makes disease inherited versus contagious. The table of four adults next to us did that thing again. They went silent. We kept talking. Our son asked why they didn't tell him this stuff at school. The maid explained that adults stupidly think that if you tell children the truth about sex, that they'll have sex earlier than they really should. He added that the evidence indicates otherwise. And I was off thinking, how funny that we can't bring ourselves to tell our children the most fundamental truth about sex, that most of the time we have sex, we have it for pleasure. As I watched my son chomp on his peanut butter bagel, I was struck by the thought that I sure have learned from him how a single act of sex can give you pleasure for years to come. I can't believe he's supposed to give me a present for Mother's Day. Many days, I can't even fathom that he came from sex. He just seems magical. So, I just thought that was a fascinating little story and kind of a look into a viewpoint that few people seem to really have about sex and how to communicate it to children. This is probably one of the issues that parents struggle with the most. I mean, there are certain big issues that a child can bring up, right? Like, you know, sex, drug addiction, or drugs in general, drinking. These are like two of the big ones. And approaching it in a mature manner, I think a lot of people have a tough time with, because they themselves aren't very mature about sex. They've been lied to about sex when they were growing up. They were told that sex is bad, that it's bad to have sex for pleasure, that having sex outside of marriage is bad. I mean, there's all this shaming that goes on around sexuality and around, you know, some level of embracing that. I think that's where this comes from.
Well, a lot of it comes down to concern about, if they talk to their kids about sex, what are those kids going to say to other kids, and then what are the other parents going to think about their parenting style? So there's a lot of pressure in that arena too.
Well, wouldn't that pressure be coming from the parents who are ignorant and or confused or angry about this topic? Like that some parent who would want to otherwise give a kid the straight dope on sex would then consider not doing so because they're worried about what intolerant parents will think when they hear through the grapevine that your child is knowledgeable.
Clearly.
That's a problem.
Okay.
I think that's a real problem because, you know.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing as Santa Claus. I was careful with talking to Jack about Santa Claus because I didn't want him to, you know, just every time the word Santa Claus was said, he's like, that's not real. You know, I don't want that, you know.
You want to protect the lies of the other parents?
Hold on. Santa Claus is a story. The story can be taken too far. Do you think talking to him about Superman? You see, you've got baggage around Santa Claus. You have no baggage around Superman. Nobody comes up and says, dear God, you're not talking to your kid about Superman again, are you? It's in a story, and it should be treated as a story. It's a great story and a fun story.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, any other things to discuss here tonight? Mark, we're going to talk about somebody who's in trouble for making their kid walk home from school. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we've got Skype. You can just Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. You care about online privacy? You need to know about ProXPN. Right now, if you're not running ProXPN, odds are good your internet service provider is logging everything you do. Every website you visit, every search term you enter, being logged, kept for up to 5 years in a lot of cases. So you can stop that from happening by getting ProXPN, and they will encrypt your data. They will encrypt everything coming in and out of your computer, meaning your internet service provider will just see an encrypted data stream. And they will have no idea what website you're visiting or what you're doing online, and therefore they cannot report that information to any snooping government agents and or sell the information to any other corporations. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can start by downloading their software for different computer types. There's Macintosh, there's Windows, there's iOS devices, Android devices. So whether we're talking about your smartphone, tablet, laptop, desktop machine, you can use ProXPN. ProXPN.com/FTL. Get started there. You can start with their free account and just try it out. Now, the free account is heavily bandwidth limited. You will need to upgrade to their premium package to get unlimited bandwidth and multiple servers around the world to which you can connect. There's also some other perks with the premium package, like the fact that you can do private torrenting with it. Go drop by ProXPN.com/FTL. Learn more about the service. It's awesome, and you can get it for as low as $5 a month with our discount code FTL20. That's FTL and the number 20 to save 20% for the lifetime of the account on proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL20. You get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. Again, proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL20. Whatever's on your mind goes here on Free Talk Live. Tony is on the air, calling from Alabama. Hey, Tony.
Hi.
Hey, Tony, you're on the air.
All right. I listen to radio a great deal because I have problems that causes that. You know, also, I have never heard anyone discuss frozen foods.
And well, let's hear it.
I'm prone to, that's what I eat because I can't do my cooking now.
Okay. Mm.
And are you happy with the frozen foods, with the selection, the taste?
Extremely unhappy.
Mm.
Have you eaten frozen food lately?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, he eats frozen food.
Basically a bachelor, so I can cook, but I don't bother.
Well, I wish I could, but there's so much salt, sugar, additives.
Mm, yeah.
I have high blood pressure, so they preserve everything and to last for, I don't know how many years, but I cannot eat it.
Oh.
So oftentimes you can go to at the grocery store, they'll have a separate section that's kind of the health food freezer section.
Oh, really?
And
where it's not preserved?
Well, you'll find different sorts of preservatives that mm-hmm. won't have the same stuff in it. So I think that, you know, take a look in that section. You might find something that doesn't have all the stuff that
bothers
you.
Well, I've tried all those.
All right.
And are dated for a certain date. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of salt in it.
Well, Tony, how about this? I mean, this is a totally different idea for you, and I don't know. I don't know how much money you have to spend. You don't generally have to spend too much money to hire a personal chef. What you can do is there's different folks out there who will come to your home. They'll buy fresh ingredients, and they will cook in your kitchen for you. They will cook what you want. We used to actually have a personal chef on Free Talk Live years ago, back when we were a local show in Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, and how wonderful.
Yeah, he'd come into the show, and he'd bring some sort of, delicious concoction, and he would, talk about his services, which basically he shows up at your house and gives you a survey, and you answer all these survey questions about your preferences as far as what you like to eat and what you don't, and then he comes up with a menu of options. And the way he does it is, it's really smart. The reason why it doesn't cost a lot, I mean, if you had a guy living at your house all the time and cooking for you all day, that would be, expensive.
Yeah.
But what he does is he'll come in on one day and he'll cook a bunch of meals all in one, shot.
That sounds great.
And then he'll take, Tupperware or whatever, and he'll put them in the Tupperware and put them in your freezer. So essentially what he'll do is make frozen food fresh in your kitchen. So then you've got your own food. You just go to the freezer. You pull out whichever meal you want. You pop it in the freezer. I mean, you pop it in the microwave. And I think that might be an option for you. It's not that expensive. And he'll even do the shopping, usually. So if you call around, look for some personal chefs there in the Madison area and call around and see what kind of deals you can get. I thank you for the call tonight, Tony. I really appreciate hearing from you. You really can bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live, and that's proof. Pizza Guy is on the line. He's in North Dakota. Pizza Guy.
Hey, I wanted to kind of call and give another revelation I had. My wife's car recently stopped being able to reverse, so...
What was that? She's what? You got a little warbly there. Say again?
Oh, sorry. My wife's car has recently stopped being able to reverse. So
that's bad.
I've been in the market. Yeah. I've been looking for cars, and I've been looking into it, and I've learned quite a few things.
Well, have you learned that in life you should always be heading forward? You don't need to be going backward.
Well, for now what we do when we park is we always try to make sure we're uphill so that when she backs out, she can just kind of roll on.
Wow. All right.
So anyway, back when I was younger, you used to be able to get a car for $500. I don't know what happened to that. The bottom
rung. Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore. I think it's 5,000 now.
Bottom rung is, well, I'm up here in North Dakota, things a little easier, and it's 3,000. It's, and it's ridiculous, and I wonder to myself why. And, I've been doing a lot of thinking about it, and really the car market resembles so closely the house market from, 15 years ago or 10 years ago. And so that was just kind of I wanted to give more of a public service announcement to be like, hey, anybody thinking about spending money on a car? I want to wait because I guarantee you, so mark my words, I'm saying it on Free Talk Live Saturday, May 31st at 6:54 p.m. Central. The car market is a bubble that's going to burst. There's going to be a whole bunch of car derivatives, and the whole thing is going to collapse when people can't make their car payments and they can't sell their car for more than the car is worth.
Well, don't they, Didn't they pull a bunch of cars recently out of the used car market, the cash for clunkers thing? They took them and they just mushed them. And so the, I mean, the, those cars aren't there. They crushed them into dust. That's not like the housing market where they were still in existence. I mean, there's a real supply and demand issue going on in used cars.
And so here's the economic components that are at work here. I think it was a pretty clever epiphany of me to kind of see it. So the car.
You and your clever epiphanies.
I know, right? The car industry is very heavily regulated and are unionized. I'm sorry, and so they won't allow their prices to drop. But what has happened is that the Federal Reserve is pumping all kinds of money into the system, and so rather than the price of the cars dropping, which is what you would expect to happen with this increase in supply and demand for new cars, because the cash for clunkers thing took that demand for new cars and increased it. Because you need a car, but you can't find an old car. So that increased the demand for new cars. So you think prices will go down, but they're higher than they've ever been. And so what happened, because the unions, what happens when the prices of the cars can't go down, the price of the money with which you purchased the car has dropped. And that's why you can go get a car loan for nothing. And prices are higher than they've ever been because the demand is really high for those new cars. And when demand goes up, prices go up. But people aren't buying them because they can't afford them. They're making more than because they're overestimating because all those loanable funds are mistaken for actual safe available capital. You know, and what's going to happen is that in like 2 years, cars will be nothing. If you have a car, I very strongly suggest if you have any. I mean, it is a basic finance. If you have any loan over 2%, which you probably do, go take a loan out on your car, right? If your car is paid off, you'll get a better price than the car is even worth, and then put that money against whatever loan is over 4%. But for the love of God, don't go get a car loan for $18,000, $20,000, $30,000 out there for new cars. Don't go do it. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
You think the cost of a new car is going to come down, or the used car cost is going to come down?
All of them. It's all. It's you know, in economics, you talk about substitutes. You know, so like if the price of Mountain Dew goes up, more people start drinking Mellow Yellow, right? So
I tend to think getting a loan for a new car at all is crazy. I mean, it just seems throwing money down a hole.
What he's seeing is foreclosures on cars. So basically, what do they call it? Repossessions on cars. Mm-hmm. That people just can't make the loans, and so therefore the used car market will have an influx.
Thanks, Pizza Guy, for the call. Appreciate the predictions. Of course, in a lot of cases, you know, if you need a car, you need a car, right?
A lot of times.
You know, I wouldn't recommend buying it new.
Sometimes you can hold on to it.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend buying it new any old way. 855-450-FREE. Unless you just have, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars you can throw around, why would you want to buy a new car? Hour number two is coming up. Take control here.
Today, people go to college, do coursework, repeat what professors tell them, get degrees, and are issued official transcripts from state-approved institutions. In the future, people will learn online and obtain pseudonymous academic credentials associated with their Bitcoin address. That future is now. At mathgate.info, you can learn basic reasoning skills. Instead of a transcript, you can earn cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. For more information, come to mathgate.info.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.